Chapter 1. Swerve Ball. I froze at the bottom of the stairs. "What was that?" I asked. "Can you come upstairs for a minute? Mom and I need to talk to you," Dad repeated. I gulped loudly. I knew something important was about to happen. The last time Dad spoke those words, he told me that Mom was pregnant. My sister Carrie turned out to be pretty cool, so I knew the news wasn't guaranteed to be bad, just important. I climbed the stairs and tried to guess what was in store for me. I turned the corner into my parents' room. I noticed a happy look in both of their eyes. I took a seat in Mom's favorite chair and began rocking. I started to get a little excited. "So, what's the news? Another kid on the way?" "No," Mom giggled. I stared blankly at her. "What then?"
"I'm just going to say this, Jason," Dad continued. "I've been offered a job in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil."
I stopped rocking in Mom's chair. "What?" I whispered. I was confused as I leaned in closer to Dad. What do you mean?" Dad's voice grew deeper.
"Well, I've accepted this job, Jason, in Brazil. I start next month. I'm going to move down there and start looking for a house right away."
He paused.
"Then you, Carrie, and Mom will join me."
"In Brazil?" I was totally confused, even shocked. I could feel Mom and Dad staring at me. They were waiting for a response. I was frozen. I couldn't speak. Where the heck was Brazil anyway? Do the people there speak English? What about my soccer teams?
What about...
I started with this last thought. I couldn't finish my sentence without crying, so I stopped. Mom broke the silence. "We know that this will be a tough move for you, especially with your friends and..." I never heard Mom finish. I started to feel dizzy and ran down the stairs and out of the house. I only stopped to grab my soccer ball. What started as a normal Sunday had turned into the worst day of my life.
How could I leave San Francisco?
This was my home. I felt betrayed. I was mad at my parents for not giving me any warning. I was nervous about a future in a strange country. I walked through the hilly streets of our neighborhood and thought about Brazil. I'd heard of it before, but I wanted a picture, some idea of what my life would be like. Brazil. Let's see.
Pelé, the Amazon River, and South America. I tossed these three around in my head.
The only one I cared much about was Pelé, the greatest soccer player of all time. He'd led Brazil to 3 World Cup championships. At 17, he became the youngest player to score a goal in the World Cup. Brazil had Pelé going for it, but not much else. Mom and Dad had seen Pelé play once. Suddenly, I remembered that my parents had met one another in Brazil. They'd spent 2 years there before I was born.
So that's why we were moving to Brazil. I rounded the corner onto 19th Street and stepped into Dolores Park.
I couldn't imagine anything more magical than my home. It was a crisp afternoon. The sun was moving toward the ocean and the park lights flickered on. I looked down at my most loyal friend, an old soccer ball. I kicked the ball a few feet in front of me. I had my first positive thought about Brazil.
At least they take their soccer seriously down there. I lifted the ball onto the tip of my right foot. Then I dropped it softly onto my knee where I began juggling. I alternated between my left and right. My mind wandered. 1, 2, 3, Brazil, China, Russia. It was all the same to me. 12, 13, 14. How could Dad make me leave my friends?
23, 24, 25. And my soccer teams, too. 26, 27, 28. Would they even miss me? This question broke my focus. The ball skipped off the outside of my left foot.
29. Not bad, Skids,
the voice called out from behind me. No one ever called me by my given name, Jason Tyler Skidder. It had been simply Jay up until the 4th grade. Since then, everyone had been calling me Skids. I spun around and saw Kevin Hoover.
"What's up, Bones?" I asked, calling Kevin by his nickname. "Not much," he replied. "Huge win yesterday."
I nodded and forced a smile. I kicked the ball crisply to his right foot. A moment later, we fell into touch passing. It was impossible for 2 soccer players to look at a ball without kicking it. The events of the last hour had shaken me up. I had almost forgotten about yesterday's big game, in addition to playing on our high school teams, Kevin and I were members of the under-16 Bayside United team. Bayside United brought together the best talent in Northern California. Kevin, our goalie, was tall with great quickness. I was small, with decent speed, and usually played midfield. Yesterday's championship game had been a tough contest against a team from Arizona. They never quit. We eventually won, but not before Arizona scored 8 minutes.